identify their presence?
Senator Green. The roll show 17 members present this morning. Senator Halford is excused from the call of the Senate today.
We do have a quorum to do business. Will members please stand for the invocation by the Reverend Wilson Valentine of the Episcopal Church?
Loving and creative one, our lives are tossed and turned by the winds of the world. We give you thanks for your protection through the trials of those things which we cannot control. Give us now a sense of knowledge and your presence in the work before us this day, knowing that we have been entrusted as guardians of society. Lead us to right actions and wise decisions on behalf of all people. Bring us to a fuller appreciation for each other in our differing positions and views. Show us that good can come from discussion and debate in which we honestly listen and speak. And finally, give us some time this day to reflect upon those things which ease our minds and our bodies so that we may be whole and healthy. Grant these things in your divine grace and providence. Amen.
Senator Green, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Green, if you would begin to lead us in remedial classes and getting pledge of allegiance, we would appreciate that. But would the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journals for the 33rd, 34th, 35th, and 36th legislature.
Senator Taylor.
I would ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Is there objection? Hearing no objections, the journals have been approved. Senator Duncan.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the prayer has been spread upon the journal. That brings us down to introduction of guests. Is there a guest for introduction? Seeing no guest for introduction, that brings us to message from the governor.
Message dated February 14th. Dear Mr. President, according to AS 3905080 and 1885030, I submit the following name for legislative confirmation of appointment to the position noted. Board of Fisheries?
The Resources Committee.
And sincerely, Tony Mills, and that's the message from the governor this morning.
Read the name again.
Board of Fisheries, Larry Engel, Palmer.
I'll refer that to the Resources Committee.
Those are all the messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
There are no House messages.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 68, Task Force and Privatization, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signed, DuPass, Senator Green, Chair, Senators Ward and Miller. Signed, no recommendation, Senators Mackey and Duncan. Senate Bill number 68 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 82, sale or other disposal of certain state property, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute. Signed, no recommendation, Senators Pearson, Sharp, co-chair, Senators Adams, Purnell, Phillips, and Torgerson. Senator Donnelly signed, due pass. Senate Bill number 82 has no further referral.
The Rules Committee.
And those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 16 by Senator Lehman relating to reauthorization and reform of the Endangered Species Act.
I'll refer that to the Resources Committee.
That's the only resolution this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills.
That brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. Honoring Judge Charles Cranston, honoring the Husky Girls Basketball Team, honoring Juno Douglas Crimson Bears, honoring Redoubt Homemakers, honoring Unical Corporation's Kenai Facility, honoring Bill White.
Senator Taylor.
We would ask unanimous consent to citations on today's calendar.
Is there objections? Hearing no objections, the citations have been approved. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Senator Sharp.
Mudd asked approval to excuse McCullough February 27th through late plan time, March 4th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Senator, you're excused on those dates. Senator Adams.
Unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to the call, February 20th and 21st.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Senator, you're excused on those dates. Further unfinished business. That brings us down to announcements. Senator Kelly.
There will be a Rules Committee meeting immediately upon adjournment to deal with Senate Bill 39, hazardous materials, chemicals, and waste.
Further announcements. Senator Green.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Senate State Affairs will be treated with an overview from Alaska Airlines this afternoon. We assume there may be several people that have some very pointed questions for us to take. And those of you who would like to join us are welcome to attend. Thank you. Okay. That's at 3:30 p.m., weather permitting.
Where? Further announcements. Senator Sharp.
Subcommittee for the Department of Revenue will hold its first meeting this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. in the Senate Finance Room. We'll have a presentation from the Department of all BRUs except for AHFC.
Further on, Senator Duncan.
President, not an announcement, but with your the Chair of State Affairs is okay, I'd like to just follow up with her announcement a little bit if I could.
Go right ahead, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This presentation has been scheduled for the last 2 or 3 weeks. In fact, it's going to be made by Michael Swanigan, who is Vice President of Flight Operations for Alaska Airlines. And, you know, I know that there were some weather problems the last couple of days, so there may be a lot of questions. I think this is an appropriate time for this presentation. He's going to be speaking primarily and directly about the improvements that have been made to the Juneau Airport as far as flight arrivals and departures, the new equipment that's in place, what that means as far as different minimums and when that will all be coming online. And I think it's going to be a very interesting presentation. I would urge members if they can to attend.
Thank you. Senator Taylor.
Senator Pierce. Thank you. Due to some schedule changes that were partly weather related over the weekend, the Department of Labor Senate Subcommittee will be meeting this coming Thursday night in the Senate Finance Committee Room from 6 to 8:30 p.m. That's to try to accommodate most everyone's schedules.
Senator Taylor.
Yes, the Majority Caucus in the Subcommittee Room immediately following the Rules Committee meeting. Weather Committee.
Further announcements. Seeing no further announcements, we're under special orders. Do we have special orders? Seeing no special orders, Senator Taylor, adjournment.
Move and ask unanimous consent to set a standard adjournment to 11 a.m. Wednesday, February the 19th.
Is there objection? Hearing no objections, we adjourn until 11 o'clock tomorrow.